This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three of the live Thanksgiving Day episode, and you are free to call in and talk live to us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. We've been talking about, off and on, throughout the first couple of hours of the show, and there's a little bit more to this, CNN list that, no, it's not fake news. These actually are things that are not political, but still cause arguments and discussion and very lively discussion.
Well, let's just call them arguments,
Daryl. Thanksgiving.
Come on, just arguments. Potential
yeah,
arguments.
They probably are arguments.
I think we've argued about every single one of these.
Yeah, plus one that's not on the list. Ham is clearly superior to turkey.
Yet the word ham has yet to arise in this list. Will it appear in the last few?
Do you expect CNN to put the word ham in every article where they expect people to just know that ham is superior to turkey?
Oh, is that what it is? It's just it's
no. Like if they're doing a piece on some restaurant in, say, downtown New York, and they sell a turkey sandwich and they sell a ham steak. Clearly, everybody knows that the ham steak is better than the turkey sandwich.
Whatever you have to tell yourself. We were talking about the cranberry sauce and
oh yeah, and you said that you put like
we did
avocados and shredded cheese.
Avocados or shredded cheese, but what we
there
did
was some type of cheese.
We were going to bring an appetizer or something to have before the big meal, and the big meal was the traditional turkey. And stuffing and things like that. But no, we did. So we took some bag of regular cranberries, not in the jar or anything like that. Fresh cranberries. Threw them in a blender. Did about a quarter cup of cilantro in a food processor. Quarter cup or a couple tablespoons of fresh ground ginger. Some sugar, some lemon. Mixed it all together and threw it on top of some cream cheese. It was really good. Oh, and a couple jalapenos in there, too, so that was a spicy portion. That's what we did. So we kind of talked about this cranberry issue. The next question is what to serve for dessert. Now, not
obviously
everybody.
All of the pies.
All of the pies?
All of them.
Yes.
So pumpkin pie comes to mind with a lot of Northerners, but I know from my time in the South, pecan pie or pecan pie. Or however
sweet
you
potato pie.
Sweet potato pie, that's good.
All of them.
All of them?
All of
them. Coconut cream
cherry pie,
cherry pie. You know what's really good?
I do. I know what's really good.
Well, I
you were asking a question? Or are you making a statement?
No, I was asking a question, but I was hoping that you would either offer something as a suggestion or say, Daryl, what are you thinking?
So you know our friends Ken and Carolyn.
Yes.
Ken does wonderful cheesecakes, and one of his favorites that he does, I think, is his pumpkin cheesecake.
All right.
That's
I
a real
just
winner
heard
there.
About there's a low-fat pumpkin cheesecake that a friend of mine's wife makes. I've
really?
Not yet seen the recipe. I've not tried it.
Yeah.
But he says it's amazing.
I think those are great. In our house growing up, of course, it was pumpkin pie with Uncle Harry. That was the standard.
Yep.
We already discussed Uncle Harry.
Yeah, 5 pounds of Cool Whip
on a sliver, just a sliver of pumpkin pie. So pumpkin pie has always been part of it. But, yeah, there's, I think, a lot of people in different areas of the country do things a little differently.
An apple cherry bake.
Ooh.
So it sort of happened by accident. my mamaw, that's my maternal grandmother. And if you're curious why I say mamaw is because I grew up with grandmother was my dad's mom and mamaw was Everybody. The other, so, you know,
grandparents often get to choose the names that they're going to be referred to by.
So Memel loves to cook, and she was making some apple pies and some cherry pies one day, and wound up she had a little bit of the apple filling left and a little bit of the cherry filling left, not enough to make a pie of either, and so she mixed them together and then, like, put, you know, like, made a crust and did something and baked it, and it was so good.
Sounds easily duplicatable.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's
yeah,
cool.
So basically, you take your apple pie filling, you take your cherry pie filling, and you mix them together.
Yeah, mix up some biscuit and call it a topping. Yeah, you could do that in a pie dish or anything like that. I think that's sort of the neat part of what comes after Thanksgiving is all the leftovers, and maybe it's leftover ingredients, but, you know, I'm a sucker for the turkey sandwich.
Yeah. But as far following. As you mentioned pumpkin pie, I would say sweet potato pie is slightly superior to pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
But pumpkin pie is also good.
A thing that I had since I moved to New England was it was a squash pie. I don't know exactly what kind of squash it was, but that's a thing, too. So you can, like, if you go, this is a very New England thing, but oftentimes if you go to vote in a small town in New England,
you get a squash pie for voting?
Honest to God, there's every time I vote, there's always a bake sale going on, usually in the polling place.
Oh, yeah, the polling place where I go to, generally, it's like the Girl Scouts or like some home ec club or something will have a table set up outside.
Oh, really? They won't let them do that inside? Depends.
It's at the school.
Right.
But, yeah, there's not room in the gymnasium for it, so they set them up outside.
Oh, really? I mean, how big could a gymnasium possibly be, right? So that's another question. So, yeah, desserts.
Yeah, I think, it sounds like, at least here, we have consensus that it should be all the pies.
All the pies.
Of the pies.
I have my particular favorites, but yeah, I'm in agreement. So cake is just not Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Right?
Have you heard of, speaking of cake, have you heard of pie cakin?
I saw that for the first time on the Facebooks or something like that today.
Yeah, where apparently, and I saw this on some Food Network thing, where you get like a little bit of cake mix, you put that down, you put a pie inside of that, and then you put more cake stuff on top, and then you put your icing.
See, that loses the whole turducken thing, is where's the third ingredient? Now, if somebody were to say it is pie plus cake plus baked Alaska, okay, there's your three things. Things need to come in threes.
Brownies.
Oh.
You could put brownies in there.
Maybe they do brownie mix as one of the things.
No,
I'm
not saying that that's what's actually in it.
I'm saying you're a genius.
If you need a third layer.
Well, the third layer is the icing on top.
Well, that's part of the cake, too.
Yeah. Like, cake has icing. Otherwise, it's just, I don't know, a muffin.
A giant muffin.
Yes.
A giant chocolate muffin.
Yes.
Without the muffin top.
Jackie, I am coming to your place for Thanksgiving next
year. Remember the Seinfeld episode where they wound up doing muffin tops and they cut off the bottom of the muffins and nobody wanted the muffin stems?
Yeah. So a company.
Cake is without icing, apparently. Yes. It's the muffin stems.
Yeah,
but a company actually came out to do those, doing muffin tops.
What do they do with the muffin stems?
Exactly. The next question, can the TV be on during dinner? Now, this is particularly...
It can be turned off. It could be on, but the volume down. Like, there are a lot of options that... Oh, well, that's a different question. Are we trying to watch the football game?
Okay, so again, football being the deciding factor in this.
Some people watch basketball.
We'll sit down. Yeah, but
hockey.
Football is really kind of the thing on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, is it acceptable to you guys to have the game on? How about if the game's on with the TV turned off or the volume turned off?
If you could find a way to have the game on the TV with the TV turned off, that would be amazing.
But then you're not really paying attention to everybody else. And I realize I'm a hypocrite because I played on my phone during dinner tonight.
But you're
supposed to be getting together with your family. You probably don't see a lot of these people. They travel from far away.
That's a good point. And I think that is the point of this question. Do we allow daily distractions into events when we're supposed to be getting together with loved ones? I don't know.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. It's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studios tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And we'll get back to the Thanksgiving discussion and the phone calls. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about, and I realize that this is quite a ways away, the next big fundraiser that I'm working on. And this is actually a lot smaller than the one that I did for the Innocence Project for the New York City Marathon. But next year in the Chicago Marathon, it's October of next year, I'm running for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And this is something that, you know, I kind of have a special place in my heart for them, because back 17 years ago, I needed their services for a week when my son was born and in the NICU. And I need to raise $1,250 for the Ronald McDonald House. And there's some limited matching funds that are available between now and Giving Tuesday, which is next Tuesday, November 27th. Up to $600 will be matched when you donate. Go to rmhc.fppradio.com. That's RMHC, as in Ronald McDonald House Charities. rmhc.fppradio.com. Again, up to $600 will be matched between now and Giving Tuesday. Let's head to the phones, where we've got Gene calling in from Kentucky. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, y'all were talking about dessert, and I walked
Yeah.
bedroom listening to y'all. I listen to y'all on my little internet radio, Sweet Fox.
Yep, Gene, can you speak a little louder? You're coming across a little soft on the phone there.
Really? Okay, I thought I had a big mouth. Okay. I listen to y'all via my little Logitech Sweet Fox radio. I can't
Right.
get DC anymore, but I can get LRN FM, so whatever. So anyway, as I come back into the room, I went down and got me a piece of cake that I made. And
all right.
I got a bunch of pumpkins local. I did grow some myself years ago, but I didn't love since. And then I had canned pineapple that I canned myself years ago. But anyway, I eat pumpkin, and you can just peel your pumpkins and cook them, and they're delicious by themselves. And by either I add pineapple to it or apples or something that I get locally, and it's delicious. You don't need all that extra sugar.
Nice.
Sounds good. Yeah, it sounds healthy.
I don't know about healthy, but good.
So what's your
huh?
I was going to say, what's your traditional Thanksgiving dessert? Do you have one that you prefer?
Oh, I eat desserts all the time. Not really. I'm not a pie eater, really. I just kind of make my own stuff, you know. I can help it. Because I know what's in it that way.
Whatever makes you happy.
Cute. Yeah, whatever. Okay, I appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
Gene, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Chris, is there more to this list here from
CNN? There is. And actually, CNN. There was an unintentional lead-in.
Yes, I was talking about
how... miss over here.
I say I'm against having TV on during dinner, but then tonight at dinner I was playing with my phone, so I'm kind
Number
of a hypocrite.
Number 11, do you allow phones at the dinner table, Jackie?
You probably shouldn't.
Now,
but
this is something that there's been discussion about, not just on Thanksgiving Day.
Every day.
But in general.
Yeah.
And I know that there are some people that they do sort of like the phone game, or like the phone check or whatever, where everybody puts their phone in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody reaches to get their phone before the check arrives, that person has to pay the entire bill for everybody.
That may be the best possible way to stop this.
Yeah. Now, I could see a possible problem of, if somebody gets a phone call and they're like, I've been waiting on a phone call, I have to get my phone. But then my guess is they probably would not be playing the phone check game during that particular meal.
I think it's one of those things that comes down to common courtesy, and I am as guilty as anyone on the face of the planet for at the wrong time, you know, when I'm out for lunch or something
right.
like that, checking my phone. It's one of those things that I don't need to do, but I do.
Right.
Thanksgiving, I think, is one of those days where we do expect to sit with family or friends and spend time with them. And the thing that seems to be forgotten in our society is spending time with people does not mean spending time with people on social media. It's more about...
Right. Let's hang out and independently look at the internet together.
Right.
Now, in my defense, the people I had dinner with tonight are people that I already see usually multiple times a month. Yeah. So, because it was everybody who stayed in town for Thanksgiving got together.
Right. Yeah.
And I see these people fairly often. So it's not like going to your family that you only see once or twice a year, right. In which case I would definitely be phones down because you have limited time with these people.
And I'm just trying to kind of resurrect sort of the idea that we can be social without social media. I mean, we can sit down and have actual, I know this sounds alien to a lot of people, but conversations with each other and talk about
right.
things we find interesting or
But, you know, I'm thinking, and you've probably seen the picture float around of all the people from back in like the 1920s, either sitting on the train or standing at the train station, all looking at the newspaper.
Right.
And the caption is, you know, like, oh, those millennials staring at their phones or whatever. And, you know, like, yeah, people at different times are not going to want to interact with everybody around them.
Sure.
So even if, say, you know, 30 years ago, people weren't staring at cell phones. They were still looking at books or I want to read the comics. I want to this, that, the other thing.
Right.
So people are always going to find ways to distract themselves.
They will. And I will posit that those examples you gave in no way compare to a device that has access to literally almost every fact on the face of the planet, instantly connects you with thousands or millions of people at the touch of a button,
right.
You know, just by, you know, that's the power that cell phone technology is put in the hands of so many people worldwide. And that's a good thing. But I don't know if we've come up with a way to marshal that.
Yeah. As a somebody who also used to read at the dinner table, comparing that to a mobile phone, like, you know, mobile phones and the apps,
right.
on them are way more addictive and distracting than just sitting and reading a book.
Yes.
Because your book is going to be there if you put it down and pick it back up, but with the mobile phone and the social media, there's the FOMO, fear of missing out.
People right. are still going to be wrong on the internet in the morning.
Okay, yeah, so Daryl has something yes. very specifically aimed at me, but, you know, you're worried you're going
to
miss.
It's not just you. There are a bunch of people. There's the meme.
Yeah.
Honey, come to bed. I can't. Someone's wrong on the internet.
Yeah, that's us a lot of nights.
Oh, I bet. Well, we're going to have one last question to wrap up this little discussion we're having. That one wasn't really too argumentative, was it, Daryl?
Not very.
Man,
your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
You know,
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want to thank you all for serving today. We thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
President Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, wishing members of our military a very happy Thanksgiving.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else. It is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
So what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I've been speaking with people enjoying the holiday at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
I'm thankful for my children.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
Donald Trump, he's making America great again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, it is Thanksgiving. And we had somebody call in earlier and ask, what are we thankful for? And at the time, had I had this piece of paper in front of me, I would have said that we are thankful for Edwardian, who is a silver amplifier.
Nice. Edwardian, thanks.
But I didn't have that piece of paper in my hand at the time, and instead of, you know, like trying to tie the whole, you know, call into thanking the amplifier for the night of, you know, for being an amplifier, I'll do it now. Edwardian, thank you.
Thanks.
For being a silver amplifier, and thank you to all of the amplifiers, really, but specifically to Edwardian, because his name's written down on my piece of paper. The amplifiers are those people that are part of the AMP program that give $5 or more per month, and we thank all of them. There are perks like ad-free podcasts that you can download. Now, everybody can download the podcast free of charge. The ampers, they get one without the ads. Now, obviously, the live reads are going to be in there, but yeah, there's no inserted ads between segments. There's an amp-only room in the Discord.
You bet.
There's an amp-only group on the Facebook. There's probably some other perks that I can't think of off the top of my head, so you do get perks. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about various political or non-political arguments that people have about Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Now, you know, there's always the, I guess it's kind of a meme at this point of, you know, people go to Thanksgiving and then they just get into all kinds of political arguments with their family. But now we're talking about things that are really about Thanksgiving that people argue at or about at Thanksgiving.
The important thing to take away here, Daryl, is that you can leave politics out of it and still have plenty of things to argue with your family about.
Yes.
That is a glorious thing. And it all comes down to this last question, and it is, drum roll, is it okay to go shopping after Thanksgiving dinner? Should you shop on Thanksgiving?
No.
Unless there's something that, no, so I will say no.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
If you realize, hey, we just ran out of toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah, that kind of shopping.
Oh, my God, I'm out of insulin. But yeah. It's Thanksgiving. I guess I'll wait till tomorrow and I don't go into debt.
If there are
necessities.
If there are necessities.
Yeah, that's not what they're asking here. What they're asking is,
I know that's
is,
not necessarily what they're asking, but it.
You're getting pedantic, Daryl. The question is
pedantic
simply.
Pedantic Talk Live.
Pedantic Talk Live, and I'm right here in the middle of it.
Help me. Free talk pedant.
No, but the point is do people, should you start your Black Friday shopping at Thanksgiving night at 7, 8 o'clock because Best Buy's got this TV you've been keeping your eye on?
No, let retail workers have a day off.
That would be nice, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Like, it's not so much where I don't think it's appropriate to, you know, take off and leave your family because maybe you want to go shopping as a family thing, but I don't like that Black Friday has been creeping into Thanksgiving Day because it means a lot more people don't get to have an actual full holiday right. day off. And if they have to travel any distance at all to see their families, then it's like, well, they just don't get to go out to Thanksgiving at all.
Now, I guess I'm sort of jaded on the whole nobody should work on Thanksgiving thing because I've had so many jobs where working right. on Thanksgiving was just part of what
job.
I did because yeah. work for a dairy farm. I worked security. I worked for an airline. None of those things.
Free Talk Live.
Do you wind up? Yeah. Syndicated radio host. You know, those things, there's not such a thing as a day off. Yeah, you know, like you have days off, but it's right. not everything shuts down. Airplanes don't fly because it's Thanksgiving.
So
there's a reduced schedule, but there are still planes, and all of them are packed.
Right.
Those bags need to get off of the airplane.
I'm absolutely not in favor of government declaring certain things holidays because it decides that we all need to celebrate Columbus or Veterans Day. No offense to veterans. No offense to Columbus. But Columbus, you were kind of a bunghole.
And that wasn't even his name anyway. It was Cristobal Colon.
Okay. Anyway.
Pedantic Talk Live.
Thank you. See, you're starting to recognize it. But I think that traditions are good, and I think it's good that, you know, maybe I agree with Jackie. There are a lot of people that just don't get that many days off in their regular work, and,
right.
you know, is it really going to make or break the difference now that we have the internet and you don't have to leave the house to buy almost anything anymore?
Right. And now, one thing that's interesting is we were actually having a conversation earlier today about Black Friday shopping. And I think both Jackie and I had realized that in the past we have purchased things on a Black Friday, not realizing that it was Black Friday. You'll say, you know, middle of the afternoon
right.
on a Friday, oh, I need to go get some things. And by the way, it just happens to be Black Friday. But by that time, all of the craziness had ended.
Right.
Well,
did you ever go out specifically to buy one thing because it was on sale?
No.
That's the essence of Black Friday.
Yeah, I've never done the whole lineup thing. I mean, is that like the only time I've gone shopping on Black Friday, it was incidental and I would show up and be like, why are all these people here at
Damn it, Staples. I can't find a checkout line.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, it's like, you know, why are there people at Staples, like so many of them today? And then I'd realize, like, oh, it's Black Friday and they had things on sale.
Yeah. So I don't know how big of a draw it is. And here in Keene, New Hampshire, where this show is broadcast from, the local groups do something called Plaid Friday.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that on Wednesday.
Yeah. So our shop will be doing Plaid Friday Day special. So things will be on sale in our store tomorrow. And if you come in and you're wearing plaid, then we'll take a picture of you.
And then there's also something called Cider Monday.
Yep.
Not Cyber Monday. Cider
That's
Monday.
Our local spin on that is cider.
Yeah, you drink cider and go shopping locally.
Yeah. Or you close your shop because you're only closed one day a week anyway. So.
Right. You're closed on Mondays, so you're not participating.
We will not be participating in Cider Mondays, but it's interesting. And I you know, from a retail point of view, the Thanksgiving weekend is really the start of the Christmas season shopping-wise.
Yes.
So it is a big deal to retail folks. And, you know, I feel for people that got to work tons and tons of hours. I'm there with you. I mean, this is from here on out. It's pretty much it.
Yeah. Let's go to the Discord line, and I hope I don't regret this. Alex Spazzo, you are on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh.
You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I want to talk about Black Friday.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thought.
Fuck you,
bitch. Oh, God.
I knew that there was a reason I did not want to go to the Discord call-in line. Was fairly certain he was a troll. And here's the best part. I hit the dump button so people didn't hear what he said.
Oh, it's a shame. You really missed a
unique
combination of two very common curses used back to back. So.
Yes.
There you go.
And then, you know, also the, yeah, am I here? Yeah. That's a dead giveaway that you're a troll and you're about to say something that's going to get you dumped.
Here's a theory. Give us 15, 20 seconds of good, compelling radio, some thoughtful discussion, and then pull your prank. That way we both get something out of it, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Or pull a better prank.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge, and this is Free Talk Live's final segment. We do oftentimes, I'll grab interviews, ones that I find interesting with people who are doing important things in the world. And today I have J.W. Weatherman with me from MathBot.com.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. Tell me about MathBot.com.
Yeah, so MathBot is a project that that a bunch of folks are involved in. And basically the idea is you program a robot to solve math problems. So one of the first problems is you're just moving blocks around. And slowly but surely you build up to more complicated things like adding by having the robot pick up blocks and combine the stacks, or division by having it make multiple stacks of the same number. But the idea is to make something that's completely free for all kids and adults, really. There's a lot of adults that are using it to learn how to program as sort of a first step to a career change. But the idea is really to make it so that kids can learn math. It's fun and it's free, and really to get the government out of math education. They're terrible at it. They've been really discouraging kids and convincing them that they're not good at math. And, you know, it can get all the way to the point of kids getting medicated, and it's just some really terrible stuff that happens when the typical public school gets a hold of some little guys' minds and tries to combine that with math. So really we'd like to inoculate kids from that and also help them understand that math is fun. It's just logic and problem solving, and they are good at it because all humans are good at logic and problem solving.
It's interesting, when you're in school, they often, you'll hear this kind of stuff, you're good at math or you're not good at math, and that sort of thing. If they're going to tell somebody they're good at math, then somebody's not good at math, right? That's just naturally it. But when you're talking about addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, simple algebra, things like this, anybody can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hardwired to like puzzles and problem solving. And that's all that math is. If you're ever working on a math problem and you just hate it, it's just really, really not fun at all, you're probably not doing math. You're probably doing what government schools tend to do to kids, and that's trying to follow a procedure. You have that feeling that you're standing in line at the DMV and you're filling out a form, because that's exactly what you're doing. If you're actually problem solving, if you're actually just working a puzzle over in your mind and kind of bouncing it around and thinking about different ways that you could go about solving it, we all love that. And if we didn't love that, we wouldn't be able to survive. That's one of the things that we're really hoping to draw a lot of attention to, and that is not only are public and even private schools, because they're primarily regulated by the government and told what to teach. But not only are they using math to convince kids that they're dumb or to encourage medication and all these other terrible things, but they're not even teaching math, because math is logic and problem solving. And for us, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, we never experienced that. We basically experienced do this, do that, carry the one, do this. They give you the solution before they ever give you the problem. They give you the process and the procedure, and it's just mindless busy work from day one. They've kicked that up a notch now with Common Core in the United States. It's not just a process and a procedure, but it's an illogical, frustrating, irrational, weird process and procedure, which everybody hates doing something like that. I mean, it's the difference between filling out a form and filling out a form where you're jumping from, like, go to step 4F and then go back, and you feel like it's utter chaos. That's what kids are having to go through now. But we didn't get to do math either, right? When Einstein was sitting around in the patent office and he was thinking about things, he was doing experiments in his mind by just rolling the problems over in his head and trying to figure out how all these weird things were interconnected. That was math. And he learned math from a guy named Euclid that lived over 2,000 years ago. Almost everybody learned math from a common textbook from Alexander the Great all the way through Einstein. Everybody learned math through Euclid's Elements. It's a beautiful book. It's very well organized, and it's all fun, logical problem solving. But that was abandoned after Einstein. So even our generation has had a miserable time doing what we think was math and isn't math. But you know, the state has not slowed down in their ability to make it even more unpleasant.
If you're saying it's for kids and adults, can it be used alongside a math curriculum? I mean, obviously, most people are listening to this. If they've got kids that are of math learning age, then they're going to some kind of school, and you know, whether it's government school or private school, they're likely teaching one of these you know, systems that you're just disparaging right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we really like to see is, especially if a kid is struggling, but even if they're not, if they get to play the MathBot game and they get exposure to it, at least it inoculates them to really bad math teaching, because they get empowered and they get the sense that they are smart and they can do these sort of things. They learn things like conditional and recursive programming that most math teachers would struggle to do. Many professional programmers struggle to do recursive functions, and 8 and 9 year olds are mastering this stuff on MathBot.com all day long. So at least they're inoculated. At least they have the self-confidence and the knowledge that they are not dumb. And if they're presented with a math problem that's really unpleasant, at least they know, well, it's not because I'm stupid. Maybe it's just because I have a bad math teacher, or maybe I'm just not getting this particular problem. But I think you're going to have a really hard time convincing a parent that their kid needs medication because the curriculum is not clicking if that kid can program stuff that their teacher can't get their head around. So I would love to see more parents homeschool their kids. I would love to see more parents use MathBot as their sort of primary curriculum. But I'll take what we can get, and I think that that's a great first step, right? And for us, you know, we're saying, hey, you shouldn't embrace Common Core. You shouldn't embrace the government style of math education that sucks the life out of it. But we don't really have any credibility. We're just some guys that built the website. So, yeah, absolutely. Start out with just doing it alongside, and I think most people will be really, really shocked at how quickly the kids are learning and how much they like it, especially if there's an incentive structure built in. So right now we don't have that enabled. It's a feature that we're working on where the kids will actually get paid a little bit. So let's say they're struggling with algebra and their grandparent wants to encourage them. They could buy the algebra curriculum for $50. And then what we will do at MathBot.com is we'll pass on a couple dollars to the student until basically 90% of the money has been handed back to the kid as they pass the levels. So if they're struggling with something and it's difficult, but you know, there's enough money on the line to buy, you know, whatever upgrade packs to whatever video game they want to play, that can oftentimes be just the additional incentive that they need to push through and really master some stuff. But we don't have that enabled right now. So what I always tell parents is, and this applies across the board to other things as well, but especially with something like math, it is hard. It's fun. It's a challenging problem. But if there's a reward at the end, whether it's an ice cream or, you know, if you master 10 levels, we'll take you out to the movies, whatever it is, just create some kind of positive feedback and reward system. And that combined with just some halfway decent curriculum like MathBot.com, kidsthrive.com, and almost all kids will thrive.
As I recall, there was some book out there that you know, you're killing kids with incentives or something. I hear it's a terrible idea to give kids incentives.
Yeah, so this comes back to what I would consider a government corruption problem again. There was some studies that were done in the 90s and in the 2000s where they took kids that were in bad schools and they said, we will give you $50 for every A that you get on your report card. And shockingly enough, especially in bad neighborhoods where a lot of these kids don't see $50 until, you know, they leave the house 18, 19 years old, they got a lot better grades because these kids actually had a reason to get good grades. They saw that, you know, adults can see 10, you know, if we're very mature and very wise, we can see 5-10 years into the future and say, you know, I'm going to work hard now because I don't want to have a mortgage in 15 years. But part of being a kid is not being that wise, not having the ability to look that far down the field and make decisions. So it makes perfect sense that these kids that are, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old in relatively poor performing public schools, when there was actual tangible rewards on the line, performed much better. But that created a problem for the public school system and specifically people that want to make it seem like you really have to have teachers involved because the teachers did not improve their performance at all. The curriculum didn't get any better, but all they did was introduce really, really inexpensive incentives. They spent like maybe $500 per kid per year, and right now public schools spend between $9,000 and $12,000 per year on all the bureaucracy and all the paperwork and, you know, these teachers that have multiple months off in the summer, and then, you know, every time you turn around, you're having to take a day off of work because it's teacher day or it's Lincoln's birthday or something. So it was incredibly cost effective. So they kind of had this problem of how do we deal with this? Like, we did an experiment, we got results that we're not sure what to do. So they started this narrative that is, unfortunately, it's completely penetrated the culture. And it's this idea that if you reward somebody for doing something good, that you'll somehow remove the inherent love of that activity. So, you know, if you enjoyed kayaking and then I came and I said, I'll give you $50 if you kayak over to the store and grab me, you know, a candy bar, that would somehow make kayaking far less enjoyable. You'd rob the children of their just love of the thing. But, you know, the reality is most people, you know, we like problem solving, but do we like it enough to sit down and do it, right? Are there a lot of programmers out there that if you said, I'm not going to pay you to write code, I'm not going to pay you to build this website and solve these problems, I just want you to do it for the love of the experience.
To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download or just listen on the web, archives.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity, and I've got to say, the most people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.